You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. The same architect who designed the National Museum of the American Indian in Washington, D.C., is working on a new cultural center and museum coming to the Santa Ynez Valley in Santa Barbara County. The Santa Ynez Band of Chumash Indians announced this week construction is starting soon on a $32 million center. The 14,000-square-foot cultural center will be built on just under 7 acres on Highway 246 in Santa Ynez.
The uniqueness of the Chumash Museum and Cultural Center is you know, not only are we going to be able to tell the story inside the museum, but the entire site is going to be representing the Chumash culture in the history of our tribe.
Kenneth Kahn is the tribal chairman. He says it's been about a 12-year-long process to officially add the property to the tribe's reservation. That's a process called Fee to Trust and involves the federal government. Once that process was complete, the tribal government voted to cover the entire cost of the center, and the design got underway. The architect is John Paul Jones. Here's Jones speaking on a video produced by the tribe. He's talking about the conceptual design of the center, which will start with a bell-shaped building evoking the Chumash structure called the Tule Op.
It's the welcome place. It's where the visitors come in, and immediately they feel this is different than what we've ever seen before. And that's an important thing in their culture, is the welcome visitors. Secondly is the permanent exhibit gallery. That's where their message that spans thousands of years will be told.
Also part of the building team is Armstrong Associates. That company recently served as the general contractor of the Moxie Museum in Santa Barbara. The tribe expects it to take about 2 years to build the cultural complex in Santa Ynez.
We're excited that we'll have an opportunity to have a world-class facility for a draw and a complement to other opportunities in the valley.
Kahn says the center will be one of the first LEED-certified tribal museums in the United States. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.